You're tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and it was on this day in 1877 that Thomas Edison demonstrated his invention, the phonograph, for the very first time. Now, the phonograph was later called the gramophone and then ended up being called the record player. It was a device for the mechanical recording and reproduction of sound. Now, here is actually the recording from 1877. And this is done by Thomas Edison.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph. A little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
And that was it. The very first time that something had been recorded onto a cylinder. And the cylinder that he used was a tinfoil sheet on a cylinder. So if you can imagine, a cylinder is sort of like the toilet paper roll that Jacob was talking about. But it was much bigger. And he recorded that on this tinfoil sheet. And it could both record and reproduce the sounds that were recorded. The phonograph record that we recognize today was a flat disc with a spiral groove, and that ended up being, then you read that groove with a needle, and that was invented in the 1890s by Emil Berliner, and it was the dominant form of recorded music for almost the entire 20th century until the invention of the compact disc.
A man is putting a record on a record player. It's 8 o'clock in the evening. Where are the people?
Record store. Yes, they are.
There are a lot of records. The record.